I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and a new jazz work for a musician we love, entitled Melba. Melba Liston was born in 1926 with music in her soul. She was a Kansas City child, and she loved to play her horn. This is Melba and her arrangement of My Reverie from 1957 with Dizzy Gillespie.
So you'd have to have a really pretty determined woman of Melba's generation, or even of the generation after her, to develop as an instrumentalist in the face of all that opposition from your peers. It's too much. It's too hard.
Jeff Bradfield is spiriting a new appreciation of Melba Liston, the reluctant soloist, but a stunning, sought-after composer and arranger. Jeff Bradfield knows because he studied her scores, all 45 boxes of them, in the archive at the Center for Black Music Research at Columbia College in Chicago.
She always talked about, because she had taught herself, she always had to reach down deep, that it was always hard for her to write. And so that idea of struggle, I think, is there in her music.
Bradfield learned some lessons from Melba's music, and then he reached deep inside himself to create a new work for her. And now, for us, in surround sound, right here on Jazz Set. Melba begins with Kansas City Child. The melody fits the words, "Let me not lose my dream," a poem by Georgia Douglas Johnson.
Thank you.
It's the radio premiere of Melba, commemorating trombonist and arranger Melba Liston on Jazz Set. After Kansas City Child comes Central Avenue, named for the happening street where swing met bebop in Los Angeles in the 1940s. Melba Liston was there.
Thank you.
Central Avenue is an almost blues from Melba by Jeff Bradfield and the Jeff Bradfield Ensemble. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Here on Jazz Set, the septet is Chicago-based. Victor Garcia on trumpet also leads the Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble. Composer Jeff Bradfield plays soprano and tenor saxophones and teaches at Northern Illinois University. Joel Adams plays trombone, Melba's instrument. Jeff says Joel wears his heart on his sleeve, musically speaking. Jeff Parker is on guitar, and Ryan Cohen on piano. They're two of Bradfield's longest-running partners. Clark Summers on bass has played on Jazz Set with Kurt Elling. The drummer is George Flutus, who knows no boundaries. The septet took Melba on the road, driving from Knoxville, Tennessee to DeKalb, Illinois, and Jeff says George Flutus played Led Zeppelin bootlegs all the way, talking about the drummer, John Bonham. George is as erudite about opera as he is about bebop. In the next movement, Jeff Bradfield treats his septet like a small orchestra. And that, by the way, is a Melba Liston technique to make a small group sound big, and borrows from a Dizzy Gillespie theme, Manteca.
Something like that. But it's spread out in the different instruments. And it's not that different than Dizzy's.
There's also an allusion to Dizzy's Night in Tunisia, and the movement features trumpeter Victor Garcia. Thank you. That's a portrait of Dizzy Gillespie from Melba by Jeff Bradfield on Jazz Set. One night at Birdland, pianist Randy Weston went to see the Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra, and in his words, there was this beautiful woman in the trombone section. He loved her big sound. They met, and Randy asked Melba to write for him. So began a 40-year musical partnership and some of Liston's greatest work. He would play a melody. She would record it. They would talk about the meaning of the piece, and then she would leave. When she brought the music to the studio, he was always surprised, Weston told Bradfield.
He said at the same time, though, even though it wasn't something that he had made, it was exactly what he intended.
The more Jeff Bradfield listens to the Randy Weston, Melba Liston albums like Uhuru Africa and African Sunrise, the more he hears how skillfully she writes. She doesn't waste a thing.
That was one of the biggest lessons for me, that that I just was too frivolous, too wasteful with my ideas. That I didn't commit to them for long enough in my writing before. And so that was one of the things that I wanted to try to get better at while I was writing this.
Here's Randy Weston from Melba by Jeff Bradfield.
Thank you.
Randy Weston from Melba by Jeff Bradfield. And I'm DeeDee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set with DeeDee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. On air, online, and on your mobile device.
The last two movements of Melba are Detroit Kingston and The Homecoming. In the 1970s, Miss Liston arranged for the fabled labels Stax and Motown. You may have heard of them. It was like factory work, and in the end, we don't even know which hits were hers.
She never even met the people she was writing for a lot of the time, just churning out tons and tons of music. There was some talk at a recent meeting of scholars working on Melba Liston that, well, maybe she had something to do with Marvin Gaye's What's Going On session, because there's this score and that score, but they don't seem to match the record. So it's very possible she wrote something that wasn't used.
Maybe we'll find out in 2014 when the Black Music Research Journal devotes a full issue to Melba Liston. Tired of the grind, in 1973, Melba moved to Kingston, Jamaica to teach music in a school there. To signify her Detroit Kingston era, Bradfield imagines a conversation between What's Going On and No Woman, No Cry. Jeff Bradfield on saxophone and Jeff Parker is on guitar. Thank you. Detroit Kingston leads into the finale of Melba with the return of the theme from Kansas City Child. Here's Homecoming.
Thank you.
it's homecoming. In the late 1970s, the Kansas City child, Melba Liston, came home to the Kansas City Women's Jazz Festival. Jazz set producer Becca Pulliam was there. Melba, by Jeff Bradfield and the Jeff Bradfield Ensemble, has been made possible with support from Chamber Music America's New Jazz Works, commissioning and ensemble development program, funded through the generosity of the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. A CD of Melba is coming out in 2013. The musicians are Victor Garcia, Jeff Bradfield, Joel Adams, Ryan Cohen, Jeff Parker, Clark Summers, and George Flutas. Our location engineer is Dan Nichols of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Jeff Bradfield is on the faculty at NIU. The Jazz Set team is surround sound mixer Duke Marcos, Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., and executive producer Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. Hear Melba again at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.